Daryl Whitcomb, one-time Raven 25 and Nail 25, a 1969 graduate of the Air Force Academy, served our country for over 30 years as a United States Air Force pilot, staff officer, and historian. He served three tours in Southeast Asia as a cargo pilot and forward air controller, logging 2,000 combat missions over Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. Daryl was awarded a Silver Star and two Distinguished Flying Crosses for his service. He is an avid writer of aviation, military, rescue, and personal recovery history, with over 70 articles appearing in a variety of journals and magazines.
I don't have to say anything.
Damn.
Is that you? Come on out.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, you bet.
You're good. Thanks.
Good evening.
Okay. Take your seats. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate your attendance. I'm Ed McElhinney, as Connie introduced me. I'm kind of filling in, and I'm going to be the guy that steers the ship, if you will. I'm just the moderator. The guy to my immediate left is the star of this show, and you just saw who that guy was here just a couple seconds ago. The other gentleman we have, and that's Daryl Whitcomb, by the way. The other gentleman that we have here are the owners of these two beautiful airplanes. And I made the comment when I first got here. I said, these are way too clean. And I think it was Mike who sat there and said, yeah. He said, and every time a veteran comes up here, he says, yeah, I've never flown one this clean. But we've got Jim Rolfe and Mike Weinfurter. They're the owners of these two planes. And they're going to be the local experts, if you will. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But the program is going to be basically, you've seen the introduction. As I said, Daryl is going to be the star of the show here. Those are the two local experts. And then at the very tail end, this is a Vietnam day, but also it's a special ops day because that's what we're talking about here specifically. Specifically, we're talking about Ravens. And Daryl will get into exactly what those guys are here in a few minutes, but they're special ops, and we're very fortunate to have a very young colonel sitting out in front here, Nate Skopak, who is, Daryl and myself are both retired. That guy is not. He soon will be, but he is current down at Hurlburt Field now, and he's our special ops expert at this point. And probably for the last 10 minutes or so, he's going to be given a little bit of a briefing with slides on current day special ops. So we're very fortunate to have that. So that's going to be the lay of the land. That's how we're probably going to get things rolling here. But the first thing I'd like to do, again, from a Vietnam standpoint, I'm going to first ask if there are any Vietnam veterans out in the audience. If there are, please stand.
Hoorah. Hoorah.
I'll go beyond that and say, are there any family members whose mother, father, brother, sister, are there any of those types who are there? Again, please stand. We'd like to say thank
right.
you for supporting those people. And finally, all veterans, any veterans that served, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, you name it, please rise, and I'm here to say thank you very much for your service.
Hoorah.
Outstanding. I'm going to begin this. You saw the introduction up there, but the star of our show, as I said, is Daryl Whitcomb, and that's Colonel retired Daryl Whitcomb. And I didn't have this memorized, but I'm going to read it here because I think it very, very important. They mentioned some of the things that he's done. I've lost my piece of paper here. Hold on. Wow. The point I was going to make, and I did lose it. Well, I'm sorry about that. But this man alongside me was awarded the Silver Star. For those civilians out there, they're kind of going, oh, that's just another military medal. Well, it's a military medal indeed, but it's a military medal that is third highest in terms of combat awards for the United States Air Force. It was awarded in 1970, and I had the citation, and that's what I lost here, unfortunately. Hold on here a second. No, I don't have it anymore. All right. Oh, here it is. All right. My standard, and I've never presented a Silver Star, I'll say that now. I'm a retired Brigadier General. Bronze Star is sure. But all these awards typically started with attention to order. I would start with attention to order, and I'll just read it right now. The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, July 9, 1918, takes pleasure in presenting the Silver Star to Darrell D. Whitcomb, United States Air Force, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action against the enemy in Southeast Asia. His gallant actions and dedicated devotion to duty, without regard for his own life, were in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Air Force. That's who's standing up here right now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you,
Darrell. Thank you, sir.
All right. So we've thanked all those who have served, and now we're going to get into the details of this program. And the details, as I said, is the RAVEN program. I'm not an expert. I was at the tail end of Vietnam. They never sent me over there. I was a forward air controller, and I shot a lot of rockets, but never in anger, per se. So with that, I'm going to say, Colonel retired Darrell, you've got the floor, and he's also got some slides that he's going to be showing. So, and at the very end, I'll just warn you right now, we'll have some time to ask questions, not only of Darrell, but of Jim and of Mike and of Nate over there. So we'll have some time then also. So, Darrell, you've got it.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here with y'all today. Alibis up front, I have to admit, this is my first Oshkosh. That's terrible, considering I spent 37 years as a professional pilot doing all kinds of professional things with airplanes. And this is my first visit, but I guarantee you it won't be my last. But I'm really quite blown away by all of it. This and all of you who are here to celebrate this. This is really a celebration. It's not an air show. It's a celebration of aviation. And to me, the message is, this is America. This represents our nation. We are an aeronautical nation. Aviation is part of our bloodstream, it's our DNA, it's our culture, it's who we are. And just think about it right now. The sky is full of people going here, there, yon, freighters, everybody doing their thing. It's very much a part of how we live our lives today. And it's astounding to be here. I understand there are almost 9,000 airplanes here now. Imagine that, 9,000 privately owned airplanes. There's groups of airplanes down there, I can't even tell you what kind they are. I've never seen them before. And there's bunches of them. It's great stuff. I'm glad to be here, proud to be here. And I'm especially proud to be here with two fellow Air Force Academy graduates. I'm class of 69, so I'm a really old guy. Ed, class of 74. Nate, class of 97. He's still serving, still doing his thing. But you notice how over the years, the guys have just gotten better and better looking. How does that work? Okay. Let's go back to 1972. I'm a young Air Force captain. I'm flying in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, flying the OV-10. I find out we have this program over in Laos called the RAVEN program. What's that all about? I've got a map of their Southeast Asia. It's kind of hard to see. I have to stand up myself to see it. But you notice when Ed was gracious enough to read my citation, it never mentioned what country I was in, did it? Never mentioned where I was. And that's because during the Vietnam War, we deployed a total of about 2.5 million young men and women to go over and fight that war. Most of the fighting took place in the country of South Vietnam. But that was only part of the story. The enemy that we were fighting, the North Vietnamese, and they were the true enemy, the Viet Cong were one of their tools, they were fighting throughout Southeast Asia. The war in Laos, the war in Cambodia, it was all designed to do two things. Reunite Vietnam under communist control, That was why we were fighting in Vietnam. But the larger war that was going on had to do with the North Vietnamese desire. They wanted to establish hegemony over the entire region there. So they were sending their forces into Laos and into Cambodia. Thailand was involved. And we were fighting them in all of those places, but we just didn't know. The people didn't know about it because it was, quote, the secret war. And why was it secret? Because in 1962, when President Kennedy first tried to deal with the issue of Vietnam, the answer was diplomacy. We got a bunch of politicians together, and they declared that Laos would be a neutral country. Solve that problem, right? And there would be no military troops in there, nothing like that. Well, guess what happened? As soon as they signed the treaty, the North Vietnamese started moving into Laos wholesale. We had pulled our forces out of there, but we had to oppose them. So we started building up the Laotian forces, our allies. And to tie their ground power together, we needed to tie our air power together with them. That required forward air controllers, like me, okay? But since we didn't have any military allowed in Laos, we had to bring these guys in as civilians. Covert operation at the time. And they were doing the same thing in Laos that they were doing in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam and in Cambodia. That is the sound of freedom.